It's 3 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody today to the special edition of On Point. My co-host, Mr. Ron Edwards, is on assignment today, but joining me today is Miss Pearl Warren. Miss Pearl, welcome.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Don, for having me out today. I'm really appreciative for the opportunity to come out here and witness this event.
Yes, and we're here today at the University of Minnesota's UROC facility in North Minneapolis to witness, for one of the first times in a long time, a governor of Minnesota coming into the community to talk with the citizens about economic development at this economic summit. This comes on the heels of the Star and Tribune's veteran staff writer, Mr. Randy First, writing the story, Our Black and White Jobless Gap, Worst in the Nation. We're here kind of early starting out. The governor's not expected to be here until, about 3:30? And so what we're doing is, we're going to play a little music and grab some folks for some interviews and just kind of see what's going on here. We have probably maybe a little bit under 20 people in the room right now, and they are kind of staggering in here. Of course, parking at UROC is incredibly tough, so if you're on your way, get here earlier, get off the web and come on in. Also, I'm sitting here next to a beautiful book. Why don't you tell us, Pearl, about your book here real quick?
The book is entitled The Nucleus. I'm a spoken word artist, in addition to being a freedom fighter here within the Twin Cities. It is a book of poetry and some excerpts surrounding what inspired me to write the poetry.
Okay.
So it's definitely a page turner and a good read for our school. We really enjoy taking a look at this. So I have this book here for you.
Oh, hey, thank you very much. And again, Mr. Ronald A. Edwards is not here with us. He's on assignment. But we just got a hello here to Miss Natalie Johnson Lee. We're here with former Ward 5 councilperson, Miss Natalie Johnson Lee, who is one of the organizers of this event. And I just want to ask her, or she's on a committee and she works for different companies. She got her hands into everything. So what do you think about this event today? You got to talk kind of loud so we can hear you.
Oh, you got to talk real loud. Okay. You know what? It's proven to be pretty exciting. It took a minute to get here, but now we're here. So we're going to do what we came to do, but the challenge is what we're going to do when we get done doing what we came
yes,
to do.
Yes, yes. The end results are an important piece.
Exactly. And not only the end results, but what we do with the end results, how we move it forward.
Yes. I agree. Well, hey, thank you for your time. I know you're busy as a bee running around here talking to folks.
Right.
Let's stop back by later.
Good to see you as usual.
Yes. And this is Pearl Warren. She is my co-host
nice
for today.
Nice to
Mr. Ronald A. Edwards, again, is on assignment, but he will be back shortly. So we are here, and it's getting loud in here. And I want to remind people, if you want to see pictures of the events in real time, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/IBNN News. That's twitter.com/IBNN News. And so we're going to take a minute here. And we're going to, a while back, we had an interview with Ms. Star Parker. And I would like to play a little bit of what she had talked about when she was talking about nonprofits and the Urban League nationally. And we'd like to remind our listeners that one of the problems we have, a lot of these disparities in our city, is because some of our African-American agencies are not functioning in the way they should. So here's an excerpt from a show last year from Mr. Star Parker.
There were, when we were talking about the African-American, the black community and black leaders, one of those organizations that, frankly, we struggle with here in my area and areas around the country is the Urban League. They seem to have meshed with a lot of course, the black pastors we're talking about and the so-called black leaders in the community to have that liberal coalition that makes it, you're right, political, social suicide to go up against them. Recently, you had some comments about the Urban League, and I wanted to see kind of how those were playing out and what you were hearing about them.
Well, what we know is that there is an agenda of a secular status mentality. You know, I describe it basically as a cultural war being two sides vying for space. You have a biblical worldview that was set in our rule of law as a nation. But you, on the other side, you have a secular worldview that doesn't like the fact that God said, here are the boundaries, here are the rules, and that our founders thought that they were important enough to thread them through our Declaration and into our Constitution so that the role of government was limited to protecting our interests, to protecting us from our neighbor's sin. The rest of it is up to us. To live free, you have to be responsible. But there's a war against that. And so you have those that have this agenda to their core, the secular status agenda. But then, think about the old slave plantation. There are 4 million slaves in the country, and they live in this plantation. And this, the owner, let's put him where that secular status is, that you had overseers where their exclusive job was to keep those slaves in place. And that's where I would categorize the Urban League and many of the other civil rights organizations, as well as the People for the American Way and the ACLU and the all of the media. They're like the old plantation overseer. So that if anybody decides they're going to talk about freedom or anybody decides that they really want difference and change, that person is brought before the rest, kind of like what they used to do when somebody would run away up the underground. They catch them, they bring them back, they bring all the other slaves out to watch them strip the skin off of that slave's back and bruise them forever so nobody else would ever try to run away. That's where I put the Urban League. They have shaken down corporations in this country, multiple millions of dollars, and their exclusive job now is to keep poor people poor. They keep them on the plantation, and they keep them in a victim mentality.
And that was Star Parker from California, and her views on the Urban League's useless efforts to try to collaborate and do other things. And also, we'd like to take this time out. I don't know, Pearl, you were talking about the MnDOT having a meeting on the same day across the street at the Minneapolis Urban League.
At the Minneapolis Urban
Why don't you talk about that for a minute? You talk kind of loud here.
Well, I think that being that the agenda here is to discuss the over $100 million budget cuts that are associated with funding for Metro Transit and whatever else in the light rail system that we have being developed here in the Twin Cities, MnDOT having a meeting adjacent from the UROC across the street addressing issues that definitely need to be addressed and brought up. And the rest of the representatives that are here at the UROC. I don't understand why they would schedule a meeting for the community on the same day at the exact same time in two separate locations,
yes.
Especially being that we have all of these vacant seats.
And just hot off the wire, we've been handed the agenda. It's actually dated March 16th, 2011, but it's the open review process for settling the DBE project, or setting the DBE project goals on I-694 and U.S. Highway 10 and the Snelling Exchange. There's a lot of information going on there, and this is a $45 million project estimated, and it's for one of the major highways for our domestic and international listeners. It's a major project that they have going on here in the Twin Cities. The scopes of work include Let me just turn the page here. I know it's getting kind of loud. Just bear with us here. Scopes of work include excavation, concrete, surfacing, grading, noise walls, retaining walls, lighting signal, traffic management systems, and bridge constructions. And so, I mean, there's a huge budget going to this project, the I-694 and the U.S. Highway 10 and Stelling Interchange project. And that would be here in the Twin Cities and just on the outer realm of Minneapolis proper. But yeah, I don't understand. I was in a series of emails that went out to MnDOT regarding having a meeting, you know, on the same day that, you know, Governor Dayton's going to be in town. And, I mean, they didn't cancel it. They had it at it anyway. There's people over there right now. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, I think it's a lot of issues that definitely need to be addressed, especially it doesn't make a difference how qualified you are within the minority community. And there aren't any minority contracting businesses that they're allowing to be able to even bid on the project for MnDOT. So, I mean,
yeah.
Who really needs to have these things brought? If this is an economic summit and we're in an economic state of emergency, especially within our minority communities, this issue needs to be brought before the governor so that, you know, all of this twisting and grading will dissipate and we're able to have the equal opportunities that we need to in order to be able to financially sustain our families.
Yeah, and I agree. What we're going to do now is I'm actually going to go around and see if I can't get a couple interviews, but, you know, this is a real big controversy here, and I just found an appropriate song. We're just going to go ahead and play that while we're going around looking for some people to interview.
Notice the destruction, the devastation, being the African American community. Okay, still trying to put some stuff in place to try to alleviate the inequities that we see there.
I agree. What would your suggestion be to start work? What area would you think they should go after?
Construction. First of all, not for the a lot of dollars that you're putting into that now.
Yeah.
Minority problem or equipped to be able to assimilate into that type of work quicker than something that on a particular work. And we also have a good call to be able to get that done.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, man. All right. And we are in the lobby of the University of Minnesota, Lou Durock, and we have a lot of people coming in and signing up and getting ready to go in. And hey, and I'm right here now, and I'm walking outside here, and we're broadcasting live, and we're outside, and we see community stakeholder Mr. Larry Tucker here. Mr. Tucker, what do you think about the meeting today? We're live on the air. I'm here with Mark Dayton. I mean, you think it's going to be productive, I guess, is the question?
I don't know what to think about it. I'm going to be here to try to get some information.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get some information. Hey, Pearl, what's going on in there?
The room is pretty much filling up in here. We're getting a couple of more people in here. They're just socializing and busy and about themselves, you know. Meet and greet.
Yeah.
Talking to me. Oh, let me up.
Yeah.
I heard you're going to appeal.
Yeah, so we're out here. I'm outside of UROC, and I'm getting ready to walk back in and see who I can talk to here. And we just want to keep people updated because it's an absolute zoo in here. And, you know, folks are everywhere. They're just doing everything. I'm here at the front desk of UROC with all these wonderful people. We're live on air, so you can cut me out now if you want to. And we're sitting here. I have someone taking pictures and who will not look at the blog. To again, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/IBNNnews and see pictures of what's going on in the event here in real time. Whatever. Okay, so we're gonna walk this way and we're gonna go back in. And we're gonna see what's happening here. And we'll say hi to Benjamin Hodges. We're live on here.
Oh,
well, you have friend me on Facebook, but I'm not gonna hold it against it. Thank you very much. Keep in touch with people being Fishiana screen. I was cool. I ain't put no face on her face. And so we're going to go back into the entrance meeting here and see what's going on.
I am back in the main room and we're checking this stuff out and seeing what's happening here. I heard you loud and clear when I was out there.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was trying to look for someone to interview, and they was running from me. Our switchboard, we're going to go ahead and open up our switchboard. The call-in numbers are 877-572-4288. Again, the call-in numbers are 877-572-4288. Again, the toll-free number is 877-572-4288 if you'd like to call in. We also have our chat room open right now, if you're interested. You can go over to the chat room there and see what's happening and give us a call.
Encourage people to post questions, too, guys,
yes,
because they are going to have questions and answers here, period, during this session. So if you weren't able to make it down to the meeting and you do have some concerns or questions or anything that you'd like to address, I mean, I'd be more than happy to bring it to
you. Yes. And you can log in by going to blogtalkradio.com/IBNNnews. So we are taking pictures and posting them to Twitter. And we're doing a lot of stuff here, and it's pretty fun. I'm actually getting ready to post another picture right now, and just the crowd here. So you can see the folks coming in, and you can see those pictures at twitter.com/IBNNnews. And we're going to put that under event picture. Event. So we're multitasking here. We have 2 hours on the air. There's stuff just started going on, and we have a lot of people moving into the room. And it's really crazy here right now. And again, if you go to twitter.com/IBNN news, you can see that picture, which is loading to Twitter right now. Okay. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, we're here. We just Miss Josie Johnson just walked by. How you doing? That's my friend. And we have a lot of things going on here. And like I said, there's a lot of folks here coming in. And I am actually looking for some stuff here to play so that we can, you know, I hate that I erased this really good song on here. It would have been really good to play right now. So we're just going to sit here. Yeah, Reverend Brian Heron walked in. Keith Ellison, Deputy Director, Darlene Benjamin. Fifth Congressional District candidate Barb Davis White is here. Mr. Troy Parker. Star Tribune's Randy First is sitting right in the front on the window ledge, which is good, so he'll have everything. We have Mr. Bill English here. The MnDOT person, commissioner, Mr. Tom Sorrell is here. We'll see if we can drag him over here for an interview and see what he thinks. We also have Professor Francine Chakolas is here. And so it is 7 minutes before the start of the summit, and we're just going to see what happens here. We have Mr. Lewis King, who just walked in from Summit Academy, OIC. A lot of activity here. Matter of fact, we're going to shoot some more pictures up to Twitter. So if you are at home on your computer, you can definitely check those out at twitter.com/IBNN news. And here we go. We're taking pictures and we're sending them right to Twitter.
Now,
hey, how you doing? We got Carlos.
You need the next camera.
You need any more of that information?
Yeah.
Let me go just get a copy. I'll go across the street and get another copy.
Okay, cool.
But that's going to tell you how they're going to debundle it.
Yeah.
And then how they would like to build capacity.
Yes.
And those are the line items that they're trying to debundle, and so that they can get minorities in those capacities.
All right. Thank you. That was Mr. Earl Foster giving us the breakdown on the MnDOT stuff that's going across the street. And it's very interesting here. City Council Member Betsy Hodges has just walked in. Of course, I know Gary Cunningham must be somewhere around here. Yes, he is. And we're just looking at stuff and seeing what's going as it goes on. And we have Jordan New Life, huh?
I'm president.
That's a scope.
And we have president.
Okay, that's good. And I'm live on the air. Julianne has a present for me. Yes, great.
I don't know what it is.
No, I don't. Not on the air. Anyway.
By the way, our new name is the Neighborhood Hub.
Okay, it's the Neighborhood Hub. Jordan New Life Hub is now the Neighborhood Hub, okay? Yeah, we got them changing names as they go. So we're going to sit here and we're going to get some footage out pretty quick here. We're going to actually be loading some stuff to YouTube pretty quick of what's going on. And you get a kick out of that. We're just going to let the background noise play so we can get some more information on what's happening here. while we film some of this stuff and some of the things that are going on. Well, if you want to see the voice, talk it out. Have fun.
Okay. I think I'm seeing some of the individuals from the MnDOT meeting starting to migrate into the. I think I'm seeing some individuals from the MnDOT meeting across the street that are starting to migrate in here to the financial economic summit here.
Thank you.
Excuse me. And we are broadcasting live from the University of Minnesota.
3:30.
Facility in North Minneapolis, UROC, while we are loading up some film here so you can see kind of what's going on here. And we have a couple minutes. Have a few minutes for this process, and then you'll be able to go to our YouTube channel, which is IVNN.org, and look at it. And we have Minnesota Department of Transportation, Mary Prescott. You are live on the air. Yes, you are. You were?
Yeah.
Can I get a contract?
Absolutely.
Okay. You heard that live.
No, not that.
Okay, you heard that live, y'all. I'm gonna be playing this on the show Saturday. The director of civil rights that I got. Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you too. Okay. That was Mary Prescott, the director of MnDOT, Minnesota Department of Transportation's civil rights department, who just said I could have a contract. So we'll see. I will give her a call up, and we will see what she's going to do with that. And now the show of all shows is getting ready to start. And we are going to change. Yeah, Don, how you doing? And we're going to change to a different output here. I know you do.
Bill
Davis, will you take me to the second floor, please? And Joey. Yeah, they have assigned seats up in this bad boy. For the community. Okay. That was, in the background, you hear State Representative Bobby Joe Champion, 58B, trying to get me to be quiet, and you know I'm not going to hold noise down. So they want to make sure everyone's sitting down. The place is at capacity. I'm getting ready to call the fire marshal right now. So, yes, people are sitting down. Uh-oh, that was the first in that list of stuff that's to come. Should have been in North High. Survey says, yep, everybody agrees. Miss Lauren Maker walking by. How are you doing, Miss Maker? Nice seeing you. Nice seeing you again.
You can already pull it up out your side.
Yes, that's good. We're live on the air, by the way. So, we got some Hellraisers coming in. I'm one of them. So,
okay.
And we are ready to go.
First of all, let me thank you. If I can have everybody with me, I want to get started. I am excited that you are here. Welcome to 58B. I represent the Bobby Joe Champion. I represent the southern part of North Minneapolis, the warehouse district, and also half the downtown. So I welcome you to this wonderful district. And I want you to know that we are going to have a great time looking at economic development, the whole idea of building wealth through the eyes of business. We love nonprofits. We think they are wonderful.
No, they're not.
We are looking at business, looking at economic development through the eyes of business.
Oh, they changed.
And to get started, I'm going to be a moderator.
They changed.
We're so happy that our state governor is with us.
Yeah, where's the sound system at Jeep? So.
Hi.
Hi, you're live on the air. How can I help you?
I need a place to plug in.
There's a plug socket right down there.
Is there a mop up?
Do you know? Can you go up there and talk to the sound man? I don't know. I'm independent. I don't listen to this so-called radio anyway. So. We got the power players coming in. Who's the lady? Do I know her? Who? Oh, yeah, that's my friend on Facebook. Yeah, we got to stay on our campus. Okay, they're still playing a video with Congressman Keith Ellison talking right now. Leave my bag there. And so, we're live on air. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Okay. So we got to chase people up out of here. Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to Minnesota has to have Capital, Minnesota. Save, we have, We are actually going off the air now. You found this report on IBNN News.